Hello, this is Reverend J.C. Muyiwa Ujo, welcoming you to a fresh episode of Knowledge Beyond Natural Boundaries. On this podcast, we shall be doing some expositions on natural and supernatural phenomenon of the Christian faith. Your host is a researcher in creationism, theology, and hidden revelations. Welcome to the program. Like it or not, there is a supernatural being called God. Whether you acknowledge the fact or not, God exists. Everything eyes can see and ears can hear, hands can touch and feel, has a producer. For every matter, there is a creator. This complex system of planet Earth and the inhabitants have a creator. The creator of the heavens and the earth is called God. But who is this God? The personal name of God is represented by four letters: Y, H, W, H. This name could not be pronounced without some vowels. So, it is believed by some that the name is forbidden to be pronounced. Bible theologians brainstormed on the likely or possible vowels that can make this name pronounceable without getting it wrong. They concluded over many years that A and E could be the right vowels, hence the name Yahweh. According to the earliest scrolls, Bible scrolls, God's name includes 1. E-L, E-L, 2. Elohim or Elohim, 3. Elohai, and 4. El Shaddai or El Shaddai, 5. Tzevaot, and Jah, short form of Jehovah. Now, having introduced the maker of the heavens and the universe, the question is, who is your God? Most people will answer and say, I don't know. Some might even say, I don't have a God. Everybody has a maker, hence everyone has a God. Whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, atheist, idolater, free thinker, Jew, Buddhist, etc. No matter your religion, there is a God who made you. He formed you for a purpose. Everyone has a God who has your interest in heart. Obviously, He did not create you to lack knowledge about Him. Many have decided not to bother themselves about the complexity of this big God. In this series, I'll attempt to further introduce God to you in a way that you would understand who He really is. Now, don't pay attention to apostasy and its messengers, who adorn every corner of the earth, making merchandise of the innocent-minded people all over the world. Many young believers have been deceived by doctrines and religious laws and tenets. In this series, you can be sure of getting the undiluted instructions given to mankind by the Holy God of creation. This God wants to give you an expected end. Now, God of the beginning. Before the beginning, there was nothing. Genesis chapter 1 calls it void. Void means non-existence. Where there is nothing, you could expect darkness. As at that very moment, God existed alone as a spirit. A spirit is a form of life without visibility, a life without a physical body. In the midst of nothing, as earlier explained, there were gases, because gases were not tangible, so it was adjudged void. Hydrogen and oxygen may have been in existence at that time. They combined to form the waters mentioned in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2b. I quote, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." End of quote. We are not particularly sure of when the gases were spoken into existence, but we know it was in the beginning. And so, God in His supreme power created the most essentials of life. Where is God? God cannot be seen. Humans have attempted to find and see God. Some speculate that He dwells in one of the planets. But wait, the planets have been explored by man's technological advancements. They could not find God. Scientists concluded that He might probably reside in the brightest, unapproachable natural light set in the firmament. I'm talking about the sun. But all attempts to get near the sun has proven abortive. Their abstract belief that God could be residing in the sunlight is based on three factors. One, because the sun could not be approached. Two, a member of the Godhead claims to be the light of the world. Without the light of the sun, the world would remain in darkness. You can read that in John chapter 9, verse 5. 3. There is the general belief that God is in heaven. The sun is located in the heaven. According to scriptural beliefs, anything above the earth is in heaven. It is called heaven. According to the Bible, which is the oldest book of reference, this is the only authentic sacred written work that could lead us into the truth and mysteries of the pre-human, human and post-human eras. So, our references shall be from the Bible. According to the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, God had been residing somewhere before He created the light. That is, the sun and its light. This fact invalidates the possibility of God dwelling in the sun. Now, where does God live? The question remains, where does He live? God lives in the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God? It is in heaven. If you read 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 21 and Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1a, you will see that the place of God, the residence of God, is in heaven. Now, where is heaven? Heaven, according to the scripture, or according to scriptural facts, is far above the earth and other planets. This is the fact. The kingdom of God, which is in heaven, cannot be seen except by those who could manage to be born of water and be born of the Spirit. St. John chapter 3, verse 3. If you read St. John chapter 3, verse 5, you will see that you needed to be born of water and of the Spirit for you to see God. This leaves us with the fact that the kingdom of God and heaven cannot be seen by mortals. They are spiritual systems that could only be seen by those in the Spirit. This is the reason why man cannot see God physically. The Bible tells us that no man has seen God. Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. The only human who has gotten very close to seeing God was the man Moses. God placed him on the cliff of a rock, and God used his hand to cover Moses from seeing him as he passed, and God passed by. But Moses saw God's backside. Read Exodus chapter 33, verse 22 and 23. So Moses did not see God physically, but he saw the backside. God has the ability of changing form. He appeared unto the Israelites in the Old Testament of the Bible in a pillar of cloud, or sometimes in a smoking fire, mostly on the mountain. God is too complex, too big, too mysterious to be seen by mortals. Anyone who sees him will die. Exodus chapter 19, verses 17 to 21. Let's read it together. I quote, "And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up, and the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze." Take note of the word gaze. "And many of them perished." "And many of them perished." End of quote. That was Exodus 19, verse 17 to 21. God did not want anyone to break the barrier, to come onto the mountain to gaze, to see God. Because anyone who sees God will die. These are the facts you must know and remember about God. 1. His name is not God, but he is God. 2. There is a God who created everything you can see and hear. 3. He created humans in his image. 4. He is holy and wants you to be holy too. 5. He is the Almighty and has the supreme power. 6. He doesn't have a beginning, neither does he have an end. 7. He cannot die. 8. He is a spirit. 9. You cannot see him except you are born again. 10. He has principles and laws for human beings. 11. He does not change. 12. He cannot condone sin. He is a God of justice. 13. He created all human beings for a purpose. 14. He keeps record of everything you have ever done. 15. His spirit resides in every righteous being. 16. He will bring the world system to an end in due time. And that time is very, very close. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I remain Reverend J.C. Muyiwa Ojo. Until I come your way again, in the next episode, it's bye from me.